Hey, welcome to the Apex Vaulting Podcast. It's been a long time since our last episode, sometime in May. Things got super busy, but wanted to do this episode now. This will be episode 120. And as always, if you enjoy the podcast, you feel like it was valuable, please share it with a friend, subscribe, comment on YouTube, or subscribe also on Apple Podcasts. Today's episode, I wanted to talk about a couple things. I think that often people talk about growing the sport of the pole vault, want to help others, coach others. And one of the things that's very tough or daunting to new people that maybe are curious about trying the sport is like, they don't know what to expect. Every video on Instagram or any type of social media seems to be someone that looks like an Olympian or someone breaking some crazy record and jumping super high. And especially if you've never pole vaulted before, you may be like, I don't know. Like, can I even try pole vaulting? Like, what am I going to do the first day? What does that even look like? Am I capable of going into a pole vaulting club and trying out a practice? Like, what's going to happen? So one of my coaches, Rob Plum, he wrote an article, what to expect at your first pole vault practice, and I kind of want to expand on that and go over this in podcast form, and kind of talk to people about what should the expectations be of a first pole vault practice. And for some of you out there that do coach pole vault or maybe have a pole vaulting club, and maybe you struggle with this. You're like, I don't know what to do with straight beginners, because especially, here at Apex, we don't just coach, youth athletes. We don't just coach high school. We don't just coach college. We also get adults that come in. Some of our clients, they maybe have gone, a decade or two without vaulting, and they're coming in. You kind of have to treat them as beginners, even though they have some prior experience. And then, I would love to attract adults that have never pole vaulted before who maybe were curious in high school or college, but just never got the opportunity to pole vault. And you have to have a good way of onboarding new athletes into your club. Honestly, even if someone has prior experience and they're currently pole vaulting, even high level, like let's say I'm a high school boy that jumps 13 feet, 14 feet. You have to have a good way of onboarding that person into the systems and processes at your pole vaulting club. Some of you may even be listening to this and saying, well, what kind of systems and processes should I have in place? Don't we just jump, right? And that's kind of where Rob's article starts off. It's like, okay, like I think most people just, again, see full vaults from relatively long approaches and they say, oh, I can't do that. Right. But I think any pole vaulting club should have systems in place that not only help onboard new athletes with prior vaulting experience or zero vaulting experience, but it's a good way to always address all the skills and sharpen and refine skills that are foundational to the pole vault. So basically, this article, Rob walks people through, what should you expect in your first pole vault practice? Well, I think the foundation, the bread and butter, the basic, whatever you want to call it, the warm-up at every pole vaulting club should not only warm athletes up, but also start to teach the skills of the vault in isolation, and then you can start to combine that on the pit. At Apex, we have relatively a half an hour warm-up. In that warm-up, and I'm going to go through the order that we do it in. Again, every place has their environment, their situation that has certain nuances. So obviously make adjustments however you want if you're listening to this for some ideas of what you should do at your pole vaulting club. But we start with a general warm-up where we do a hip walk and jog, teaching athletes how to use their hips to elongate their strides, right? So they'll walk down the runway and then jog back. Nice knee and foot out front side running mechanics. They do a little bit of skipping. Again, this dual purpose. Not only are we getting some blood flow, getting getting the core body temperature up to prepare them for explosive activity, but we're also trying to teach them how to have bigger strides by incorporating hip movement while they run. You know, then they do some dynamic stretching. Now we go to running drills. Super important in the pole vault. You have to run fast. Well, part of the way that you learn to run fast is learning proper running technique. So we address that through four running drills. Not going to go too deep into it. We do a B skip, a straight leg, bounding, high knee butt kick. But again, we're addressing those running techniques with those running drills every single practice. And the great thing, and we mentioned this in the article, regardless of whether you're a beginner at the club, a straight beginner at pole vaulting, or you are very experienced, you've been 5+ years at apex vaulting, we're always doing these running drills because you can always get your running form a little bit better, right? So this is great. From the running drills, now we'll go to pole drops. We just do them standing in place. We do a one arm, a two arm. And this is great. It gets even the beginner who's never pole vaulted to learn how to hold the pole properly and plant it while standing in place. That's as simple as you can make it. And trust me, it's still going to be a little bit complicated to the beginner, but this is a great way to break it down and start to introduce plant mechanics, plant carry, and so forth. After we do the pole drops, we go into rollovers next. Rollovers are a drill that we do where, you know, athletes just stand roughly 2 feet behind the pole tip, the pole's angled towards them, and they just kind of pull themselves up and forward. They learn how to move the pole, generate pole speed using their upper back muscles, and they learn how to get their body off the ground. No run, no jump. This is just an upper body drill, learning how to move the pole and get the body off the ground. So rollers are a great way to start to incorporate that skill of moving the pole and getting the body off the ground. So some people call it swing speed, but getting the body off the ground. After rollovers, then we go to pole runs. So now the same skills we were teaching during pole drops, how to hold the pole properly, how to carry the pole properly, how to plant the pole properly, we now introduce that while running so they can work on the timing of the plant, okay? After that, we go into a jumping drill. Right? This is no pole, just learning how to jump up. We go over that nice penultimate step that everybody's looking for, nice long short. And again, throughout the entire warm-up, we're trying to make the athletes aware of the skill, also aware of the muscles that they're using and when they use them. This is a great half-hour warm-up. Again, you're going over so many skills of the vault, right? You're learning how to run. You're learning how to carry the pole. You're learning how to plant the pole. You're learning how to move the pole. You're learning how to get your body off the ground. And you're learning how to jump up. After they've completed this half hour warm-up, even if someone's a straight beginner, they've never pole vaulted before, they already have some skills that you could build off of on the pit. What we like to do at Apex, and one of the things that I always say, the slower you go, the faster you get there. We're not in a rush to get them to like a five left approach and wrapping bungees and doing full jumps. I mean, think about a full jump. A full jump encapsulates every single skill in the pole vault. That's like if you walked into your first AP class, you know, let's say it's AP physics, and the teacher trying to encapsulate the entire textbook that you're going to cover for the whole year, day one. No, you start with chapter one. You start with the building blocks that will allow them to get to chapter two, chapter three, chapter four. So sometimes I think people, again, in the hopes of trying to make it fun the first day, they try to rush athletes back to five lefts. They might implement a plant and a carry, and they're trying to get them to do full jumps. But they're kind of mushing skills together. Stuff's going to be missing. The athlete might not even be fully conscious and aware of what's going on. So instead, what we like to do, going back to the warm-up, we'll take the rollover drill and the jumping drill and say, hey, we're going to combine those two drills now. We're going to do those last two steps of the jumping drill. So we're going to go from one left or one right, so two total steps. Nice long short. When that pole hits the back of the box, your hands go above your head. You're going to do a nice takeoff drill and get that pole speed, you know, use your upper back to move the pole and get your body off the ground. Once they successfully do some takeoff, we might bring it back to two lefts or two rights, four total steps. If someone's really looking great, we might go back to three lefts or rights, six total steps. We try to avoid adding the plant at all. We just stay overhead carry. We'll add a swing, right? We call it swing to the hip. Nice swing to a sit. We're going for distance. We're not going to add a vertical component yet. We might add a swing to the chin where now they get their chin to their bottom hand, belly button to their right hand, and they land flat on their back. And we might even add a turn variation drill. So now using some of the stuff that they had in the warm-up with the rollover and jumping drill, we can then start to incorporate off-the-ground skills like swinging, turning, maybe even a push-off if somebody's progressing that quickly. When you structure the practice like this, even a beginner can feel comfortable that they can learn the vault, successfully complete the practice, and that they have achieved something by the end of the session, right? Because I think, again, one of the things that is daunting and intimidating for someone that's new to pole vault and is thinking about trying it is watching, you know, let's say someone jump 15 feet, big pole bend, you know, all these like really, really, like, I mean, think about getting inverted. Getting inverted is not something that might be very easy for someone the first day, especially when you think about all the different types of people that might come in for a first day of a session. Sure, if you get someone who's really, really athletic, they got plenty of upper body strength, they're fast, explosive, yeah, maybe they can get inverted their first day. But what about someone who's not great at pull-ups? They don't have a lot of upper body strength. They're not super fast. They're not super explosive. But they want to do the vault. They see this amazing event, which I think everybody listening to this agrees that pole vaulting is awesome. It's fun. It's one of the best sports out there. And I might not have, let's say, the athleticism of some of these Olympians, but I want to try it. It looks fun. We have to have progressions and regressions for every possible person that comes in. And sometimes expecting them to hit some kind of like perfect takeoff position or perfect invert or try to have them do full vaults from a five, that's very intimidating. But if you start to break it down with these different skills, and again, you don't have to follow exactly the warm-up that I just laid out, but I definitely think you have to address the skills that we lay out in our warm-up. The order you want to do it in, the particular drills that you use, that's up to you and your situation. But by introducing those skills in the warm-up, now you've properly onboarded your athlete. Plus, if you make this the warm-up for every single person in your club, every single practice, now everybody knows what to expect at the very beginning of practice. This is what we're doing every time. We're going to keep getting better at this. We're going to keep refining, and we're going to get these drills in. Now that beginner already knows part of the process. They can feel comfortable coming in knowing what to expect at the beginning of every single practice. And now when they go to the pit, like I said, you can start to take some of those skills that you started teaching, like moving the pole, jumping up, have them do it on the pit and build off of that. Then maybe the next practice, right? So now, okay, you've successfully completed practice number one. The person feels definitely a feeling of success because they've landed in the pit. They started to move the pole better throughout the practice. They've gone up a few grips. You've set the expectation of what is going to happen each practice as they go on. So now the next practice, maybe you can start to have them swing on a vertical plane and try to get their feet to a bungee. Maybe you can add a full turn and push off. Maybe you could start to incorporate the carry. If not the second practice, certainly by the third, fourth, or fifth practice, you can start to incorporate the carry, right? And then you can have them plant instead of just hold the pole overhead. This is a great way to have people feel more comfortable and less intimidated about going into their first pole vault practice. I promise you, if you start to add a general warm-up that addresses the skills and you duplicate this every single practice, not only are your current athletes going to benefit because they are going to be constantly working on these fundamental skills of the pole vault, but now it's going to be a lot easier for you to onboard, introduce new athletes into the event. And they'll feel successful at the end of their first practice, regardless of their current athletic ability or technical abilities in the vault. And they're going to look forward to day two, day three, day four. I promise you that. Again, to address like even current athletes, like I said, I think something that most pole vault coaches would agree on as an example is like, hey, pole runs, super important. Okay. How often do you do pole runs? Now, again, certain people may have limitations with their space and whether or not they can do a full pole run or whatever. But if you're out there and you have even 90-foot runways, you could certainly do four left pole runs on there. Okay. They're not full approach, but you could do pole runs. Now, even though so many people would agree, pole runs, super important, easy way to work on the run, the plant, plant timing, very important. Pole runs important. Oftentimes, you ask people, how often do you do pole runs with your athletes? One, some people do it seasonally. Say, well, you know, in the beginning of the season, we do a lot of pole runs, we kind of taper off, stop doing it. Some people may say once a week. And these are people that meet with their athletes maybe 5 days a week. Here's my thing. If something is important, it's something that you should do every single practice. I'm going to say that again. If something is important, then it's something that you should be doing every single practice. If running form is important, you got to address running form every single practice. If pole runs are important, you should do pole runs every single practice. Do you have to do 100? No, you don't have to do 100 pole runs. But you can do two or three pole runs. Go five even. And especially if you consider if an athlete is somewhat fatigued and they can't really do full approaches in practice that day, they can do like a 70% pole run and kind of work on that. That'll help. Because I'm going to give you an example away from an analogy away from pole vault. Brushing your teeth is important. Could you imagine if I said, oh, do that like once a week, do that seasonally, would not be acceptable. So we have to make time in practices for these fundamental skills and drills. You have to make time. It's just inexcusable. Also, it will give you the structure and framework for every practice where athletes know what to expect. They know what they're going to work on. And then you could build off of that in the actual jump session. I think it makes coaching much easier when you have that structure, because now even if you're doing full vaults, let's say someone's having a big day and they're doing long runs, they're back at 5, 6, 7 left plus, because you do work on those drills so often as part of your warm-up, now when you, let's say, want to talk about the run, or you want to talk about the plant or the plant timing or jumping up, whatever the case may be, you can go back and say, hey, remember how in the warm-up today, when you did your pole run, you were planting too early or too late? Okay, you're doing that now. Okay, so try to think about how we corrected that in the drill. You need to do the same thing here. Okay, it's going to make your life way, way easier, and it's going to help out your current athletes. And again, the whole point of today's podcast, what should you expect at your first pole vault practice? It's going to help make your new athletes feel way more comfortable joining your club, participating in pole vault, and feeling like there is a pathway for them to get to maybe even, if it's possible, to that kid that's jumping 15 feet, 16 feet. This is the roadmap. And when they see also that the high-level athletes are still performing these fundamental drills, new athletes will realize, oh, okay, just like me, the kid who's been here 5 years or the guy who's been here 5 years, I'm super high, he's doing the same pole run. He's doing the same planting drill. He's doing the same jumping drill. That will make those athletes feel way more comfortable doing all that. And they can start to feel like a part of the session, of the group. I think that that makes them feel so much more comfortable, right? And if you are a new athlete that's considering pole vaulting, right? I think pole vaulting is such an amazing sport for so many different reasons. Even adults who have never pole vaulted, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and you're looking for an activity, I mean, listen, if you pole vault and you start getting into it, you will get in better shape. You'll get in better shape. And it is a total body workout. Your legs are working, your upper body's working, and the pole vault will lead you, because you have start to have goals about, hey, I want to jump a little higher. It will lead you towards the workouts that will help you be a very, very functional adult, right? Because power to weight ratio is super important in the pole vault. Again, it's total body. So I can't think of a more like functional sport that will, you know, lead you into the right direction of being able to move your body, be flexible, be strong, be explosive. And all these things are good for people who are just trying to stay healthy. So by doing this kind of a warm-up, you know, you don't have to feel intimidated as that new athlete. Like I'm breaking down to you right now, we have progressions and regressions for every single skill that we go over. The whole warm-up walks you through everything that's fundamental in the pole vault, and then you get to the pit and you do the drills that are appropriate for your level. And as you start to get more and more comfortable and more successful at the drills, we can add another drill. We can add another layer and progress you to full vaults from longer approaches. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope that if you are a coach or you have a club out there, you start to think about how important a warm-up could be that addresses these skills. And how much easier, honestly, like I know maybe creating the warm up and maybe you feel a little bit hesitant changing things up at your club, like your athletes are going to look at you weird because we're doing something different. But if you start to develop this structure and you start to address these skills in the warm up, it will only benefit your athletes. You can even tell people who are a little bit uncomfortable with change, be like, hey, no, listen, this warm up is going to help you. Now we'll always be working on these fundamental skills every single practice. And then on top of it, do what we have planned for the day. I think it would also help you get more people trying the sport and actually growing the sport, because this is how we grow the sport, is getting people outside of the sport to try it. And people can start to feel more successful. And if you are listening to this and you are, you know, a new athlete, hopefully you're starting to feel a little bit more at ease with trying it, you know, especially if you're in the area of apex vaulting in New Jersey or Long Island. We will definitely help progress you through those skills and drills that you need to learn so that you can get to those full vaults and longer approaches and maybe see create a jump that looks a little bit like something you see on Instagram. Again, if you found this podcast valuable, please share it with a friend, subscribe, comment, check us out on Instagram, Twitter. And if you have any comments or questions or you need help, please email us at apexvaulting@gmail.com. We would love to help you with your pole vault. All right. Until next time.